You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
This song gives me chills every single time. You should have seen it in color. What a song. And coming off the 4th of July holiday and America's 250th anniversary celebration, I ran across a story for you guys over the weekend out of Hutchinson. It is the greatest idea that I had never heard of or thought about. And I will ask all of you, especially those of you who have served our country, can we replicate it here? So here's the story. A first-of-its-kind event in Hutchinson gave military veterans living with post-traumatic stress disorder a unique escape from the 4th of July fireworks 650 feet underground. Passageways, a Wichita-based nonprofit that serves homeless veterans, partnered with Stratica to host something called Mission Underground, an overnight event designed to provide a quiet, safe environment for veterans who struggle with the sights, sounds, and concussions of Independence Day celebrations. What an idea. Let's go to Jennifer Garrison, the co-founder of Passageways, who says that the idea grew from years working alongside veterans experiencing PTSD. And Jennifer, I just love every single thing about this. Welcome to Dana and Parks.
Thank you so much.
So tell me, like, this really just came about in the last year. What gave you the idea? 650 feet down in a salt mine. How did you come up with this?
All right. So in Wichita, last year, they approved louder fireworks that had a large concussion to it. And I was on the couch with my husband, and one was shot off in our neighborhood, and it rattled our windows. It knocked a picture off the wall. And I sat up and I'm like, what are our veterans going through? I can't even imagine. I said, we might as well just take them underground. And I looked at my husband, he looked at me, and I said, oh my God, we can. We have Stratica right here in our backyard in Hutchinson, 45 minutes away, where we can give them the ultimate escape. And when I approached Stratica about it, they were like, this is a no-brainer. Of course we'll partner with you. And that's how it all started.
You had mentioned, Jennifer, that through working with veterans and your outreach work, that some mm-hmm. of these men and women on the 4th of July would, quote, grab backpacks, head to the Flint Hills, yep. trespass on property, and just spend the yep. night trying to escape the fireworks.
Yeah, yeah. We had several do that. And, you know, we're like, there's got to be a better answer. You know, they're out there with who knows what at night, you know, crossing that land as far as, you know, wildlife. It's like, really, we got to do better.
So you had 23 veterans sign up for this first round. Were they all from Wichita or Hutch, or did you get any Kansas City men
no.
and women?
We had Nebraska. We had Oklahoma. We had Missouri. We had, of course, some here in Wichita. We had some in the outskirts of Kansas. So we started with that number, honestly, because we wanted to make sure we did it right. And yeah. we wanted all of the input from the heroes after the event. So we had post-event forms for them to fill out.
Yep.
And from the looks of it, we nailed it. So we are already taking names for next year, and we're going to expand it to probably 50 heroes.
Okay, so the men and women checked in on Saturday night. I love this. They checked in like it's a hotel. How do you get 650 feet down, and then they stayed there until 6 a.m. Sunday?
God, we had such a great time. I feel like I'm still beaming from the event. So they came in at 5, and we checked them in. We did a clear backpack policy. We hired police to be with us from Hutchinson. So we had two officers underground with us at all times. And we really did that because we wanted the veterans to know that it was a safe environment.
Yeah.
They could be themselves. We've got your back. And we descended the 650 feet, and it's a hoist. And it's dark, but they do have like a little tap light if you want to go ahead and put that, you know, turn it on. And it's a 90-second descent underground. And when you exit this hoist, it's 68 degrees year round. And there is a peace that is so indescribable. You just have to go to Stratica and experience it yourself. and we did not emerge until 6 a.m. the next day. We had food catered in. I think everybody gained weight overnight. I mean, we had barbecue. We were doing the 4th of July food underground.
You said it was like a slumber party. You guys had games. The veterans left with swag.
Oh, our poor vets, they had so much swag when they left. We were worried about how they were all going to get it home. We had tons of people donating gift cards and prizes, Walton's barbecue seasoning kits, and we brought it all down there and set it up on a table. We did bingo and gave away probably $300 worth of gift cards to Dillon's. And then what was so sweet was, you know, Stratica donated their time, the event, and seven of their actual employees volunteered to be down there with us all night. So they gave hour-long tours throughout the mine, which was incredible. They have tons of movie memorabilia down there, which a lot of people don't know about that you can go see. They made it just exceptionally special for our vets, which, you know, don't they deserve that and more?
Absolutely. And I feel like this is a two-prong relief for our veterans. Like, you get the relief from the fireworks and the reverberations and the noise and the flashbacks that noise can evoke. But then you also just get the camaraderie, I'm guessing, Jennifer, of being around fellow veterans who served.
Right. And that actually is on the post-event form. What did you enjoy about it? And camaraderie was listed on quite a few of those forms. And we put journals in each of the swag bags along with pens so that, you know, they could write down those names and numbers and their contacts. And so we're on board with teaching other facilities around the country how to do this. Because there has to be a way. Stratica is the only place in the Western Hemisphere, a mine, that can pull this off. They're the only one.
It's phenomenal.
I've called other Cape systems, and they can't do it.
I was going to say we have Cape systems here, of course, but I don't know. Yep. We're going to have to reach out and ask our folks in the Kansas City area, is there a compliment to what you guys have done there? Because I just think it's incredible.
Yes. And then we would walk them through how to do it. There's no reason to reinvent the wheel. Let our Red Cross, who provided the cots, call your Red Cross. You know, we could absolutely make it happen in other cities. I've already reached out to Springfield underground. We had a hero drive in from Springfield, Missouri.
Wow.
And he had mentioned they have a potential site there. So, we can share it all and teach them how to do it.
And Jennifer, because the slots are limited, is this open to any veteran? Or do you really want to help the veterans, obviously, with diagnosed PTSD or the ones that served in Vietnam or Iraq or whatever it is?
Yeah, we prefer that this is an actual combat vet that really has a difficult time. Some of our heroes, we've had the parents tell us, my son goes in the closet in the basement with headphones on and goes fetal for 2 weeks. He cannot deal with this because of the combat tours he was in. And so we really want to address that. We understand it's a fun event for vets, but we also have to keep in mind that we have some veterans that are suffering for what they did for our country. They gave us this freedom. Let's give them freedom from the fireworks that night.
Well, Jennifer, here's what we're going to do and use our voice and the microphone to help any veterans out there who think this is would be a good fit for you or a family member. I want you send me the photos from your event. We are going to blast this all over social media, Stratica, but your organization well, because people listening can support your organization, which will help Passageways help more veterans.
Yeah. Right. We've been housing homeless veterans. My mother and I quit our jobs 12 years ago to start Passageways because there was nobody helping the homeless vets. So we not only find them homes, but we have a house they stay in while they get housed, and we never charge them a dime for anything we do. We have an outreach center that actually furnishes all the homes of the homeless vets that are getting housed in and around the Wichita, Kansas, Salina area. Wow. So we work with all the agencies. In April, we gave out over $109,000 worth of items to furnish the home. So brand new beds, I mean, everything.
Jennifer, God bless you, man. This just gives me chills and it makes me happy and hopeful that you can expand this. Jennifer Garrison with Passageways, the Wichita-based nonprofit that serves homeless veterans. And we are going to try to see if we can't help you expand this thing, Jennifer.
Thank you. I appreciate you so much. We got to reach them all.
Be well, my friend. Be well.
You too.
What an organization and what a great idea. And if you have worked in the caves or you know anywhere else around Kansas City that, you know, maybe isn't 650 feet underground like the salt mine is in Hutch, but is there some place here where this would work? 913-586-7798. We'll take your calls on that straight ahead on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.